Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for joining, tuning in to this edition of Everything Real Estate Podcast. And I'm your host, Maurice Muhammad, with Everything Real Estate Podcast. We are here to, and we intend to bring you valued information as it relates to real estate. The purpose of this podcast is to bring information to the consuming public, to our fellow realtors, real estate professionals, realtors, and property managers alike. So today we have a very special guest with us from New Era Real Estate Group and out of Cleveland, Ohio, Miss Lydia Pope. She is going to share with us and have a real estate conversation. We just plan to have a conversation about real estate and hopefully bring value to you and your real estate business, and to talk about the pandemic and, you know, some real life current events and things that we're living through in these times of this pandemic. So we would like to talk to you about this week. We have 1.5 million individuals filed for unemployment, 2 million people filed for unemployment last week, 2 million before the week before. So, you know, we are just wanted to just kind of give you some insights on real estate related information and topics that may help to bring and add value to those that may be going through some things, and to let you know that real estate still is the business to be in. So with that being said, I am going to bring our guest on, Ms. Lydia Pope, and she can tell us about what she does in Cleveland and how she's been impacted and how what's happening as the COVID is affecting her business in her real estate market. Need to add you to the screen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome to our podcast. I apologize I didn't bring you in.
That's okay.
Yeah. So just wanted to if you would just share with us what you do. So it's New Era Real Estate Group, right? And New Era Real Estate Group is the name of your company, that, right?
Absolutely. So the company name, and I'm very proud to say that I'm still the broker owner of E&D Realty, but we handle nothing but property management. We also, in January of this year, I'm proud to say that two of the largest Black-owned real estate companies have joined forces to create one big company called New Era Real Estate Group, where you're talking about two companies that had over 43 years of real estate in the city of Cleveland. Wow. So it's a lot of history behind what we've been through and the struggles that a Black real estate company go through. So we joined the forces. We have over 20 agents together, and we're hiring more. Wow. And we're doing very good at a time like this, especially with a brand new company opening.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. So so you merged the company. So what is the population of Black offices as it relates in Cleveland? Is there a lot of Black offices in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, what we've noticed is over the last decade, a lot of the Black real estate companies have suffered. Agents are going to larger companies. And as a Black real estate company, you know, sustaining just with the day-to-day operations of the business itself and still stand on top of technology, which is, to me, more important than anything in order to keep your business alive, especially today at a time like this. So what we've noticed is over the last decade, the businesses are shutting down. We do have some smaller brokerages that are venturing off of the bigger companies and doing it as maybe a one or three single team broker. Mm-hmm. But to be able to have, you know, a large amount of Black agents at that, and we are, you know, we are diverse. Right. As far as the Black is concerned, we're hiring our agents and making sure that they have the right training and tools that are needed is important. But yeah, it's you know, we're the only company that has the history that we have within the city of Cleveland.
Wow. So you said 43 years combined with history?
Yeah, 43 years combined. My company come from a large history of discrimination in real estate when, you know, they couldn't have a real estate office. The offices were bombed because they were in a different neighborhood. The A.J. Lewis family, because we're the Hagans family, the A.J. Lewis family also have the struggles of the history of the discrimination. But in general, what I would like to say on the positive side is that most of the brokers that are out today and the real estate agents that are out today are a history and a product of these two large companies that have been around for over 43 years.
Mm. So can you tell us about what you do? So what do you do and how are you dealing with the COVID and how your business been impacted? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, about yourself and your what you do from your day to day as far as real estate and how you've been affected with the pandemic?
So in the real estate business, my role for New Era Real Estate Group is I handle all of the administrative items. I make sure that I focus on the deliverables of the company, making sure that we're effective in what we do and the technology and marketing to make sure that we're able to, myself and I have a partner named Amber Lewis, between the both of us, we carry on the day-to-day business of our agents and their productivity. And with this COVID-19 and during this window, since March of 2020, what we've noticed is that it's already been a shortage of inventory, I'm sure throughout the country, and definitely in the city of Cleveland, there's a shortage of inventory. And what I see buyers doing today that I haven't seen in some time, I've seen many go into their 401k, pulling out their reserves because the value of real estate is so precious right now at a time like this, where even though the inventory is short, it's still a great market to purchase houses. Yep. Even though the banking industry and some of them have adjusted their interest rates, trying to pull, and which I'm not always in favor of, increasing a higher rate as well as the increase of the credit scoring. Wow. We've been really focusing on making sure that our clients are getting the best education on credit. So all that to say is that many have started fixing their credit during the time that the pandemic started. So you had your taxes that came in this year in 2020. And then when they gave those stimulus checks as well, I've seen buyers take those funds and use them very, very frugal, very, very, very wisely. Let me say wisely, instead of just purchasing items that you would typically do on a day-to-day basis, buying clothes, things like that. They're using their money and paying off their bills and doing things that they probably didn't do or had that opportunity 6 months ago. So yeah, so the COVID-19, although it still is a struggle, and we don't take that for granted with the unemployment rate as it is, but what we are doing is the ones that have those accessibility to credit, looking at their 401ks and finding other resources to buy property so that they can have something or a roof over their head.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so it sounds like, because I know Chase was one of the first ones, if I'm not mistaken, to go up to 700 credit score, right? And want 20% down. So they drew the line in the sand quick first, right. You know, saying, and so it is, so you're finding that that interest rates are higher too, because I had gotten a call from someone that it was hard to believe that you find the interest rates are going up. Banks are raising interest rates.
They're going up. They, you know, they were at a great rate 30 days ago, you know, a 3.2, 3.1, and they're climbing up. There's still a great rate. It's still a great rate. And I'm not ever disputing the rate. But we don't understand that your rate goes up based on your score. So when they start adding points onto that 3.5 to bring you to a 4.0 because of your scoring, because they change the scoring models, what it does is it becomes a disadvantage to our people that you're at a 680 credit score. And if you're not at that 680 and you're at a 670 or 660, either you can't buy a loan or they're going to add points on to suffice for the score that you didn't get. Yeah. And it just becomes a disadvantage. Yes, can you buy? Absolutely. But you have to be very frugal. Yeah, exactly. So you just want to make sure you get educated now.
Yeah.
And because the real estate's going to be here every day, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
But we're going to get your credit ready.
Ready, right? So yeah. It sounds like you're saying, you know, take this opportunity to get right and get your things in order. If there's credit issues, take this time and make it work for you and use it to get the credit together and work on the things that you may need to work on, because it's still a good time to buy. Do you see opportunities coming now for, you know, with all this that's happening, you know, that the opportunity to purchase is going to be a good time buyer's market coming soon, you know, very near future? Yeah.
I do see that. What I see is that being home during this COVID-19, it changes your lifestyle.
Yeah.
The things that you used to do, you try not to do anymore. Things like going out, buying fast food. Now you may be cooking at home. Yeah. Now you're saving yourself hundreds of dollars a month,
right,
that now you can start putting towards your credit.
Mm-hmm.
You have items in your house that you now have this time at home to clean your closets out. Maybe nice suits and outfits that you had, you can sell them and make some money again to pay some bills off. Mm-hmm. This is a good window to clean your house. Rather, mm-hmm, your grocery shopping to your closet, and take advantage of what's there. Yes, the rates are climbing up, but they're not climbing up strong, but they're climbing.
Okay.
It's still a great time to buy. The inventory is low, but it's there. And there's still other ways to buy houses. And yes, the credit scoring is going up, but the Chase banks and other banks that you were talking about aren't the only resources. There's
right.
a lot of other banking institutions that has great rates and scores that would allow you to still purchase a home.
Gotcha. So mm-hmm. Can you tell us what is your secret sauce, or what is it that make your business work for you? What is it that you do different? That what's your secret sauce? Pardon the use of slang, but you know.
Yeah. So for a new era, I would say our secret sauce is we are relationship building folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are the touchy feely, meaning that we talk to our clients, we build relationships, we walk them by the hand to home ownership. Because what we understand is when you treat one person right and you walk them through the steps and you make them feel like a homeowner, I don't care if they're buying a $10,000 house or a mm-hmm. $150,000 house. All people should be treated the same way.
Right.
And when you begin to pour your arms around that client and walk them through, you not only have gained their trust, you get their parents' business, you get their mm-hmm. friend's business, you get their cousin's business. Mm-hmm. And they begin to, and it's with social media being out, the word spreads on how you are. 43 years with two black real estate companies, when there was phones where you had to use the phone booth, there was mm-hmm. no texting. There was no faxing back then. There was no technology. So we had to do face-to-face and build relationships. So you begin to build that relationship with your consumer, with the client, and imagine how it would just grow your business. The marketing helps. It just substantiates what you've done. But most of our business is on relationship building. Mm-hmm. That's our secret sauce, is you talking to that person one-on-one. They're not a mechanical engineer. They are a person. They're a person.
Yeah.
And have to be treated right. I don't care what color you are,
right,
what income you have, and what size, right, house you buy, it should all be the same.
Facts. Nice.
You're not thank passionate you about that.
That. See, it's right. Thank you.
I'm passionate about that.
Yeah.
And education.
All right. So would you like to give your address and business, how individuals can get in contact with you for property management? If they have a need for property management, how they can get in contact with you?
So again, with New Era Real Estate, we do real estate. We also have a property management division, which is E&D Realty. So if you're looking for us to manage your properties, or you want us to walk you through the homes of just walk you through the steps of buying a home, and even if you're not ready yet, we still partner with a housing agency, with NID, that would guide you, which is a nonprofit HUD approved agency that guides you through the process of home ownership. Give me a call. My phone number, and I know we can probably list that, is 216-551-2500, 216-551-2500. You can call me on my cell phone. I'll be more than willing to guide you and lead you. And our address of our building is 3030 Euclid Avenue, and that's E-U-C-L-I-D, Euclid Avenue, with suite 412 in Cleveland, Ohio. We're right in the midtown of Cleveland, right in the heart of the city between the east and the west. And a great place to have a real estate company and a great place to be in the heart of the city, and especially what's happening right now where the city is trying to come back together to recover from this pandemic.
Nice. So Ohio has been named in numerous magazines as one of the up and coming cities, and it's been one of the best cities named the best city to live in a few past magazines more recently. What do you think about that, and what are you doing to take advantage of that, or what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm passionate. I'm a Clevelander. I've been a Clevelander my whole life. And just for those who are viewing and watching this, we are not a mistake on the lake. So let me start with that. Cleveland has evolved to one of the best cities. Right. Downtown Cleveland is full of restaurants and businesses and small businesses and plenty of walk and live space within our city. And again, my office is within walking distance of, we have two major universities, a couple of colleges, two major hospitals, the University Hospital and the Cleveland Clinic. What better place to be when you're surrounded by the hospitals, the cities, the shops, the restaurants, and just a gathering of folks that love to talk and hang around and ride their bikes and walk. And it's just a wonderful place to be. So yes, we are a great city, like my bishop would say, impacting the world.
Nice. Thank you for that. So why do you do what you do? Why is it that you, what's your passion? What moves you, motivates you to do what you do? You help with housing counseling. All I hear is service, you know, serving and, you know, passion to serve. Why do you serve?
I serve because I am a product of what it feels like to be pushed off, to not be able to buy a home or to be steered into an area that you're not interested in. I've been licensed probably about 26, 27 years now. And that came from going to a company, wanting to buy a home and not being able to have choices. And that's passionate. So I've always vowed that once I get a real estate license, that I would treat people the same way that I want to be treated.
Wow.
Everyone should have a place to live and stay, no matter what neighborhood, city, or income level that you're at. And everyone should be given a chance to buy, no matter what size house or price that you're buying at. So my passion comes from experience. And I always exhort my clients that, let me just walk you through the steps. It's worth it. I've been in those shoes and I understand.
Nice. No, I agree with you. I agree that with you 1,000%. That was really my passion. Is out of the same thing as, you know, I got into business as a result of wanting to not see people go through what I had to go through, and vowed that, man, if I ever had to be in those shoes, I would do different. You know, would not want to see anyone go through that. So I can relate to that portion of it for sure. So I just want to add at this moment, you know, for the business owners that may be, and this leads into my next question for you, is for the business owners, the grant opportunity just opened back up, I believe, yesterday. And I just want to say to those that are in business, and, you know, to, if you have an interest or a desire to apply for the grant, check with your state, your local state, to find out how to do that. And that grant opportunity for the second round of grant funds opened back up yesterday. For the tenants that may be struggling in this time, think as times are tough, you know, check with your local and state websites to find out sources and resources that you may be able to find some assistance and get help from. So I just wanted to put that out there for those that may not know that there is opportunity and there are things available to you for in this time for assistance that you can benefit from. So being a person that's been in business for as long as you have, I want to ask you a question that leads to, let's say, for the business person that may be starting over, and what would you recommend or say to that person if they're been, you know, starting over as a result of COVID and things are, or maybe just lost a job and said, I'm not going back to work anymore, I'm going to start my own business, I'm just taking this opportunity and learning what I need to do and get my ducks in a row to open up my business. What would you say to that person that is on the fence and they're, you know, want to jump, they wanted to take the leap of faith and go and start business, being a, you know, an entrepreneur and being in business yourself? Just something to offer to those people that may be on the fence. And
okay. So if you're looking to start a new business or recovering, or it's time just for a fresh start, to start over and say, okay, this didn't work, so now I just want to start from scratch. Yeah. So what would I do? You know, as a current business owner, my focus is always on compliance first. Mm. So it takes a little time before you really start digging deep into what your product that you're selling, or if you're opening up a company, what that entails. So when I talk about compliance, I'm talking about making sure you open up the right way. You know, you want to do this once and do it right. Yeah. So thinking things like making sure that if you're an LLC or a corporation, filing your paperwork, or making sure you have those filings on file, your bank account, making sure you take some business classes before you go so deep into this. There are so many opportunities on free business classes to enhance your business or up and coming business. But you want to get the compliance out the way, your tax ID numbers, your bank account, and even your business plan. Know what your plan is, because your plan is like your to-do list where you open up every day and say, well, this is what I have to do. Without mm-hmm. a plan, you can't really run a business. Yeah. And then as you begin to start working on that, then maybe even start building, looking at your credit. Hey, maybe I can get a little small $500 credit card for business, put my business name in it. I may have to co-sign right now, mm-hmm. but this is a start. You're starting to build your credit and you're starting to build your business. You may not have the resources yet, but mm-hmm. in order to get a lot of the resources, you have to have some type of substance to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. So I would always suggest that first. And then after you've done all of that, then you start now building your business, bringing in your clientele, doing the marketing and research. But you got to have your business plan, which entails your budget and all the above. And even if you were to take certifications, if you're a minority business owner, your certifications are extremely important. Your MBEs, your small business enterprises, your WBEs as a woman business owner, your Department of Transportation, those programs, those certifications will help enhance your business. It puts a name behind it, but it also puts funding behind that too. So again, compliance, laying the ground first. So you can walk out today and say, yes, I own a business. I have my LLC in order. I've talked to my accountant. I may even have a little credit card ready to start my business. Now I'm ready to get my clients and start marketing, which is a separate budget, but you can't do the budget without the business plan. So it kind of goes back to your credit again, taking mm-hmm. out funds and rebuilding your credit, because you may have to co-sign the first year or so mm-hmm. on your business just until the business can sustain itself.
Yeah.
And it's more than that, but those are just the logistics that I would suggest as a business owner.
Thank you. Thank you. Sure, that helps some people. I always ask that question to yeah. want to add value, to help people to get some sort of insight from those that are doing it. You know, it makes a difference when yeah. it's someone that's doing it than just someone that's not. So my next question is, I wanted to ask you, do you see this as your calling? Is this your calling? You see real estate? Well, before I ask you that one, for NARAB, I want to ask you about NARAB. I have to ask NARAB about NARAB, and what would you have to say about NARAB and its benefits? I know always shouting its benefits for me and what it, you know, has kept me in business, and as some would say, the best kept secret. But what would you say about NARAB? Do you want to? And you're coming in as a new president. You're breaking ground. The second woman, female president for the organization?
The third.
Third.
Yes.
Wow, that's big. And I mean, that's, we're going to be looking back on this someday and, you know, kind of really history making. So I was real nervous with this interview, to be honest, one of the most nervous ones I had. And, but, definitely, that's big. That's not something light. So, you know, and definitely hats off to you, and look forward to seeing the work you do, because I, you know, definitely respect and kudos to all that you do. For everything that I've seen you do is always with excellence and high regard. Look at it. So what do you, So.
Well, first, you know, I would never leave this podcast without talking about my passion, which is NARAB, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Black organization, African-American. We've been around since 1947. And of course, our mission is always democracy and housing, protecting Blacks from discriminations as it persists today with the lack of credit and other resources, even for business owners. We fight discrimination today in regards to funding for the PPP and other parts that we as business owners still have to fight today. That's what we are about. We are known as Realtists.
Right.
And for those who don't know about the organization, we always want to endorse you to go to our website and join a local chapter. We are not discriminative, even though we are a Black organization. We embrace all races and ethnicities. And so if you are a Realtist or if you are not a Realtist member, want to join our organization, our goal and mission is not just democracy and housing. We fight for the fight, but also our organization, it's like going to a family reunion. We take care of one another. It's That's like right. the sororities and fraternities, how they get together and they protect one another. And we help our brothers and sisters out when they're in need. Our national president has done a great job with all the webinars and educational sources that he's put before the membership body. Mm-hmm. And so we're on the webinars, we're grasping the information, and our referral basis is awesome. We refer business to one another, and we teach you the way I'm teaching my clients how to be a home buyer is the way that the Realtist embraces you to be a part of something. The NID, the housing agency, all came from the Realtist. A lot of these product RIMBY, the property management, it came from a Realtist. Mm-hmm. Any information I have, I can pick up a telephone around this country and say, hey, Maurice, can you teach me about property management? Can you share some vision with me that maybe I didn't get to know that someone may not show me and walk me through those steps? That's what the Realtists do. That's who we are. So on a personal level, we embrace you. On a business level, we teach you. But on a consumer level, we protect you.
Wow. That's big. Thank you for that. Yep, that's big. Yep. So with that, you answered that. My next question, I almost don't even need to ask it, but I'm gonna ask it. Do you see this as your calling? This is as what you do.
I do. My calling is embracing and teaching. All day long, we can show people what to do, but if you don't embrace them and teach them how to do it, the job would never get done.
Thanks.
You know, I believe in teamwork. I believe in walking someone through the steps, whether it's homeowner or rather it's trying to start your business or it's a conversation on anything for that matter. You know, my husband's a pastor underneath one of our bishop in church. When it comes to ministering, that's his heart. That's his passion. Mm-hmm. My passion is, even though I am, you know, a deaconess, my passion is focused on walking with people and talking with them and feeling what they feel, because I may have been down that road. And if I can't, show me and talk to me about it. So that's where my passion comes in. And my calling is basically embracing and walking people through the steps of whatever they're doing.
Nice. Yeah. Well said.
I look forward to my presidency forthcoming.
Forthcoming.
Yes.
Yep. So what would you like your legacy to be? And I know as it relates to real estate, what would you like your legacy to be?
Well, you know, I would consider me as if I were to leave this earth today and someone were to say, you know, who is Lydia? You know, I'm just not the real estate agent or the housing counselor. Lydia was a teacher. She knew how to embrace you. I think when it comes to passion on teaching, she understood me. She listened to me. It was more people, person, interaction than it is the job. I can do any job in the world, but can you really embrace what you do and embrace the ones that are around you on what you do? Mm. I think when it comes to teaching and embracing, that would be my legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Well, definitely. Definitely would. Would love to have you back once you do get into office and possibly
yes, sir.
Yeah, when you do take office and bring you back and share some information on NARAB and more information on NARAB, I definitely have to say that any time that I've ever had any needs for any information on NID, you know, I can definitely attest to the fact that you do definitely help, and it's always been available and make yourself available for any assistance that I needed as related to, you know, any questions with NID. So I definitely can attest to that. Really want to thank you for your time, and thank you for coming and joining us today and helping to make this podcast a success for today. I'm sure we are here to, you know, serve and to provide information in this time of need and time of trouble that we find ourselves in. However, there is benefit on the other side. You know, this is this too shall pass where we are. We just take it as an opportunity to do, like, as you stated, to take the opportunity to get our things in order and come out on the other side, because as you stated, real estate will be here. It's not going anywhere. So again, thank you for your time. We appreciate you.
And thank you so much.
Forward, to your New Era Real Estate Group doing what they do in Cleveland. And with that being said, would you like to give any last words or anything you'd like to share?
The only thing I'd like to share to the viewers is embrace the new norm. You know, it's one thing to walk away and push it away, but when it's time for change, embrace the new norm, and you will see how just not your business would grow, but how you would grow. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yep. With that being said, that ends our episode of Everything Real Estate with our special guest, Lydia Pope from New Era Real Estate Group in Cleveland, Ohio. She can be reached at area code 216-551-2500. And there it is on the screen, 216-551-2500. If you're in the Cleveland area, if you have property management needs, real estate needs, anything real estate related, you can contact her. Her and her team will help you out and be able to serve you and get you to where you need to be, to the other side of the transaction. With that, I like to leave you as I came before you in peace and greetings. And thank you for your time. Thanks to all the viewers. And we look forward to seeing you on our next episode. Thank you, Lydia, for your time. We appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you.
Have a great day.
You too. Let me see.